I've been had. I was sad and blue, but you made me feel. Yeah, you made me feel shiny and new. Like a virgin, touched for the very first time. Like a virgin, when your heart beats next to mine, gonna give you all my love, boy. My fear is fading fast. Been saving it all for you, 'cause only love can last. You're so fine and in mind, make me strong. Yeah, you made me bold. All your love thought out. Yeah, your love thought out what was scared and cold. Like a virgin touched for the very first time. Like a virgin, in your heartbeat next to mine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're so fine and you're mine. I'll be yours till the end of time, 'cause you made me feel. Yeah, you made me feel I got nothing to hide. Virgin, touch for the very first time. I'm like a virgin when your heart beats next to mine. Oh, like a virgin.
That song, as I'm sure you might know, is Like a Virgin, originally performed by Madonna in 1984, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to a little bit of a different trio, Season 5, Suite Number 5. The theme of this trio is childhood influences, and all three of the songs I'm doing in this trio are cover songs. Hopefully, this trio is actually the first of a trio of trios that's going to highlight songs that have been influential on me and on my songwriting over the course of my life. So the three songs in this trio are all songs that I heard as a child while we were still listening to music from the record player. Although maybe Like a Virgin I listened to from a tape. And Like a Virgin is actually the newest of the three that I'm doing in this trio. I always tell this funny story about how, and I think I already told it on the blog, about how I went to this very conservative private Christian school and grade school. And, you know, at home I was living this like wild life, listening to Madonna and some of the other artists that I'm going to do today. And sometimes I would bring in my tapes, 'cause I was like going to my grandmom's after school or whatever. And I did, you know, I wound up them with me. And, one day I was just showing classmates my tapes and the teacher came over and she's like, "What is that?" And she pulls out Like a Virgin. Now, you know, me being in like, you know, second grade, I just thought, I was like, "Oh, you like Madonna too?" Or, you know, something. And no, that's not why she was upset. So Like a Virgin, I've had a lifelong love of Madonna. And Like a Virgin's actually, in my opinion, one of her strongest albums. But as a song, it's actually not written by her, which is unusual for big Madonna hits. Usually she has a co-write. That song was actually not written by her at all. It was written by Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly. They were very popular songwriters in the 80s at the time. They also wrote So Emotional for Whitney Houston. So that's a little slice of Madonna trivia for you. This next song is a Beatles song originally released in 1965. And what's funny is that it wasn't directly a childhood influence because my mother never owned this Beatle album on LP when I was a kid. For some reason, even though she loves the Beatles, she just never had this album and the other album that goes with it in its pair. And so I actually discovered them as albums much later in life. But I was always conscious of the songs because, you know, you just hear Beatles songs. So this has really become possibly my favorite Beatles song and possibly my favorite song overall. And so here is Lennon and McCartney's In My Life.
Places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, none for better, some have gone, though some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I can't recall, some are dead and some are living. These friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you, and these memories lose the meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them.
One more song for you in my childhood influences trio, and this song truly, truly is an influence because I heard it all through my childhood, and it was actually probably one of the first three songs that I endeavored to play on guitar when I got my first guitar. My mother is a big David Bowie fan, very big, and as a kid, I had in the house with me all of the David Bowie LPs, and no David Bowie LP was played more than the one that this is the title track of, and on this album, there's a couple of little curse words in the song. I say ass, and in Moon Age Daydream he says, "I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you." And I remember very clearly, although my mother disputes this to this day, that when I was a little kid I was not allowed to curse unless I was singing along to David Bowie. So in that way it's definitely an influence, but just the chord structure of the song, the fact that it's in like a big ringing G, and that also that it really plays with like the hammer-ons and hammer-offs, that it has a lot of walks down from the G and also down from like a C. A lot of things that are really common in my songs, really common in a lot of songs, but I think predominantly in my early songs because this was something that I was drawing a lot of chords from. It has a lot of different chords in it, I guess, for an early song to learn in guitar. And so so I definitely pulled a lot of my chords out of it. So the last song in this influences trio is Ziggy Stardust. And thanks so much for listening. I'm going to be back next time with some originals, but before the end of the month, hopefully one and possibly two more influences trios to highlight my influences in the middle of my life and also currently in my quarter life dotage. So please stay tuned. And without any further ado, David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust from 1972. Thank you.
that we could do. Can't just cry.